AUT 90,3.
A lot of people don't want to hear about his work, don't believe that it's true. Like some people about the baby pictures said it was a montage, it was a doll or something.
对，但中国有句话就是"信不信由你"，就是"信不信由你"。就是我告诉你了，这是一个，
所以他们
不重要，
信任你。
对对对，但是我觉得后来那个东西就是真假，其实在作品这个层面上已经不重要了。就他已经这个是一个事实，就是他去讨论这东西是真的是假的，其实不重要。
He thinks it's to him it's not actually important whether people believe it or not, if they think it's false or true, it doesn't matter because it's still sort of become a fact even if it was.
Yeah.
Even if it was done, you know, pretend that it's still going to make people talk about the issue.
Exactly.
It still makes a kind of image for them. They remember it.
Good. Well, first question I want to ask him is very simple. I would like him to describe perhaps the last piece he did with the fetus and the dog. To talk more about this piece, but perhaps it's good if he gives a description first,
okay.
Then we can ask questions about this.
Just describe it.
Yeah, just to describe.
你能不能先说一下，就你。
我那个过程就是这么回事儿，就是我先是。
You went and talked with lots of different women. They were sort of different social status, like different professions.
Oh, so they were not only prostitutes.
So there were some, but there were all sorts of different.
跟你合作
Status,
做一个艺术作品
not just prostitutes. So he talked to them that, about this project and said that he wanted to collaborate with them to do this work which would be he would they would get pregnant with their child and when the fetus had gone to about 3 or 4 months then it would bebe taken out in by abortion, then he would take that fetus and feed it to a dog. So first, he went to talk to a lot of different women about it and telling them what he wanted to do. He was mad. Some people just thought he was abnormal, sick in the head, or.
And did he record that, or it's part just of an intimate experience, or did he record it?
跟他们说这个作品的时候，你都有记录是吧？
有一部分有记录。
Some of them were recorded, some of them not.
我有记录的大部分都是妓女。
The ones he recorded were mostly the interviews with prostitutes.
Okay.
因为我都是偷拍。
So he ended up.The reason he filmed mostly just the prostitutes was that he had to film everyone secretly because people wouldn't agree to have this sort of discussion on camera if they knew that it was being recorded. He had to do a lot of preparations in order to do the filming secretly because there's a law in China that if you use kind of the professional sort of surveillance equipment to film somebody without their knowledge, then that's illegal.But if you use an ordinary video camera, then it's not illegal.
Okay.
So he had to find some way of using just an ordinary video
camera.
但用这种说用，
你
先说。啊，就但用这种东西偷拍的话，就特别麻烦。就很容易被发
现。It's harder to set up when you're using a sort of larger video camera.
太麻烦，太大了。
He couldn't use a small kind of the proper equipment.
Yeah.
So he had to use an ordinary video camera to make it legal.
Legal.
But it was kind of more troublesome to set up.
我就拿了一个像这样的包。
So yeah, it's hidden in the bag that was lying on the table, little hole.
然后我在里面掏了一个洞。
To film through.
When he could not film, did he take notes like documentation after the fact of, like, did you write his memory of it or?
因为当时其实记录我是后来才。
So he didn't record. The interviews that were filmed, they weren't recorded in any way because when he first started talking to women about this, he wasn't thinking that these interviews were going to be part of the work.
Okay.
So it was only later he decided to use the recordings of these interviews as a part of the work.
Okay.
Entrevue avec la première travailleuse du sexe.
I use that as a piece. As a piece? Yeah, sit down. I need it as a piece. I want a baby. What's it about?You want a baby? Yeah, it's a real baby. But not too big, 3 months old. Can you get it from a hospital? No, I want my own kid. It's my own kid, this piece. It's about my own kid. So I would like you to get pregnant for 3 months. I'll pay how much, whatever you need, and I need this material. I haven't really thought about giving a kid and making money out of it. If you want to make money, if you say you want me to make money and then you want to raise it for a couple months, and he said he would give me $500,000, but I said I wouldn't want it. If one day I give the baby, I will take responsibility, raise the baby. I only need you to give the birth to the baby only 3 months old. You give a price, and then we'll talk about it. Let me just estimate how much I can make in 3 months. And then you calculate. I can make 20,000 in a month. I make 20,000, so 3 months will be 60,000. It's almost. That's too expensive. This is my own piece of work. I can't offer a high price. Well, we have to offer from our price, but this is the price, because I can guarantee how much money. I'm not lying to you, because I don't have this experience. If I get pregnant and I get aborted, you know how much price I pay for that, my physical price. And the abortion is quite painful, and even with medicine, wouldn't really do, and I have to go to the hospital, and in the cleaning the womb in the hospital, you think about it, how much the price. If I do get a kid, sometimes I might not be able to afford the mental loss of losing the baby. But this is my piece, my work. I need a kid of my own. Because our profession, we have to get to know what kind of physical consequence would it be. Because usually we use condom, and we don't really want to suffer. If can we negotiate the price? And can you accept a lower offer? From the mental, from the hospital point, vitro, it's only 90% success. But we don't have to go through all the trouble. I'll just send you to the hospital. And do we have to go operation? No operation. I don't want to leave a scar on my stomach.
Entrevue avec la deuxième travailleuse du sexe.
But you don't know. You given away a way of payment. Offer. You don't worry about the $20,000 pay for a month. How much I would pay you if I make love to you the first time, and then you. I was thinking if we do it for real, you can tell me first, are you safe physically? Like you don't have a sex disease? Well, it's okay, we'll use condom. But I don't have the condom, right? If you're okay, we can talk about this later on. Well, that will guarantee. It's okay. Let's just assume you're safe. Can we do it without a condom? I'll give you 1,000 kuan. Is that okay? If I do it, usually I don't give that much price. What do you think? I'm safe. I'm perfectly okay. Just one shot for 1,000. I usually don't do it just to get you pregnant, because I'm afraid if I pay 1,000, you don't get pregnant. It's my loss then. If you don't have the period in the first month and you go to the hospital and then you check it out, I can't pay you the full payment right now, but at least you can pay me half. Okay, let's just say 20,000 a month. I'll if you don't have the period in the first month, I'll give you 20,000. And then if the truly abortion happen and then we do get the fetus, I'll give you the full price. What if you if I give you that money, you get pregnant with somebody else? How can I get pregnant with somebody else? I mean, if he doesn't pay me, I'm not stupid. And I'm not married, but you said you like to get pregnant. If you don't get pregnant with me, you try to get pregnant with somebody else. Usually, people would wear a condom, but sometimes the condom could break. Get a better condom. Last year, I got pregnant because one of the condom broke. Last summer. Let's do it this way. I'll think about this 20,000 quiet price, and let's leave it today here. Here today.
Troisième rencontre entre Zhu Yu et une travailleuse du sexe.
Have you been pregnant? No. Never? Mm. Why should I get pregnant? It's okay. I'm asking someone for help. Get you a kid? Yeah. No, I don't want to give birth, maybe. I'm afraid. No, you don't have to get birth. I'll give you money. I only need a couple of months' fetus. How much money, you think? That's I don't want to get pregnant. What a big suffer. I can't give birth. I don't dare to give birth. Why not? I'm afraid. I have seen they're getting abortion. It's really suffering. I've never got pregnant. And I really don't know if I could give birth to a baby. I just come over and sit down. Why don't you get undressed first? You get undressed first. What would you want to cater for? For my work. It's artistic. I need this piece. I need it for my piece of my own. But it's not just my. What if I can't get pregnant? How can I? How can you? I never get pregnant. Let's try it. And then I'll give you money. I don't know. I don't dare. You see? I'm afraid. I'm really serious about this. I'm not kidding. No, I don't know. What if I get pregnant? It's for my work. I need a 2-month-old baby. Aborted. And my own. I need the thing like... I can spend a month with you. You don't have to spend a month with me. You can do your own thing, but... this is a piece done by us too. Oh, let's forget it. Let's forget. This is very important work for me. I'm afraid. I'm really afraid of pain. I know you're afraid, but you know, I've seen their fetus aborted, like the size of a fingernail. What is the percentage of success? We don't really know. How about 2 months? You mean just aborted him, and then you killed him? I think this kid is really painful, so painful. What if I get pregnant? I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it now. I know. you know, I really like babies. If I get pregnant, I like this baby. Like, it's too cruel. You think this for me is a big crime, but doing art usually is contradicting to morality. Maybe this is not correct thing to do, but maybe it's wrong. But our society needs a piece like that. We need something like that in our society. It's one aspect. So if I, after I finish this work, if I do get the punishment, but at least somebody have to do it. You understand? So from this perspective, I have no other choice. I have to do something like this. I think maybe it's okay. You go take a bath, okay? Why don't you say that early? We're talking about business. Is this the business? Is this not important? Of course. But baby is not there. No baby. Of course it's not important. Why didn't you say that? No baby, no importance? But you say, and then you kill an innocent baby, and then this baby is killed by art. That you will be condemned.
Quatrième rencontre entre Zhu Yu et une travailleuse de sexe de la République populaire de Chine pour la réalisation de Sacrifice.
I need a 2-3-month-old big fetus, and then I get it aborted, and I use that as a piece for my work. You're a painter? How can you say you're a painter? It's not. It's performance. You know what a performance is. So immediately she assumed he's a painter. You find somebody else. Let's talk about the price. How much money would you pay? Let's negotiate. How much would you pay? I've found a lot of people talking about it. Somebody asked too much. I can't afford it. So now I would like to find a cheaper one. How much would you like to pay? Like maybe 10,000, 20,000? What do you think? You just feel, tell me your feeling. How do you feel about this? Is that a possibility? I can't do it. You find somebody else. Why not? You better find someone ugly. Why not? It seems that I have to go to the hospital to do the vitro. I need the female part to acknowledge this, not just a money deal. You understand what I'm saying? Because like if I pay you, and then somebody do it and somebody say, the cheapest is 10,000 kuai. But I might think this work piece might have a problem, because people will think this is just a money deal. You try to pressure people to do it with money, but I would like to do it with the consent from you. So this is from the perspective, the piece is a collaboration. I need you to acknowledge this. Not just a business deal. In this way, this work piece would mean something. So that's why I'm talking about this with you. See if you can acknowledge this. And then in a possible situation, maybe you cannot collaborate with me, or you need more money. But money is not the first priority. My idea is that whether you would acknowledge it, whether you agree with this. No, I can't. Why? I can't. Have you taken bath? Yes, you have. Why you can? I say I can't. Definitely I cannot do it. Why not? Or is it because you're too young? No. No, why not? I don't want to do it. I have no interest. It's not an interest, a matter of interest. I know, but I just don't do it. If you give me a 50,000 or 500,000, I wouldn't do it. Why not? 500,000? You don't think this piece is good? It's good? I don't know. I can't experience that. I really don't know what you guys are doing, but you're paying. I really don't like, I'm not really interested in painting. You're just saying that you want me to do it for 3 months. What if I do get pregnant? You know, I say I have my first baby. I would like to keep him alive. You understand that? I would not use my baby to do something like that. Or somebody take it for fun, use that as a tool. Why do you do that? Do you have any reasons for that? Or just an emotional feeling? That is how I feel, as emotion. And it's also, it's not a matter of principle. You know what I'm going to do with this baby? It's a performance art. Now this is my own baby, my own fetus. Now I'm thinking, I don't want to, you know, people think this is just my kid. Also, I want people to think about this from the mother's side. I would use this kid as a sacrifice. I would like to use this fetus to feed a dog. And then my kid would be eaten by a dog. You understand what I'm saying? God ate my kids. Why do I use it? Why? You don't ask me why. That's my feeling, my work. You use your own kid to feed a kid. I think you're worse than the dog. Yeah, I don't get mad, but I do think that way. Yeah, you're right. You're pretty right. I am worse than the dog. And then you watch the dog eat your baby, and you paint it? No, I don't paint. No. What kind of piece work is that? You know, people say even the fierce tigers don't eat their babies. It's not just a simple question of continuation of life. My kid, my hope is on that. All people think about that. But I have your father, your parents, my parents, would hope. Put their hope on something like that. And there's a whole human race who's doing that, but put their hope on something. But I don't really know if you know. No, I can't agree. I don't agree. Why not? No, I don't know. I think you're neurotic. I think I'm neurotic? Yes, I think you're pretty neurotic. You think I'm non-rational? Or... I think you're pretty irrational. I think you're hard to understand. You're beyond your, out of your mind. If you think it's not emotional, this is not an emotional thing. It's an irrational thing. Because everybody would, but for me, my psychological burden is the same as everybody else. Because after all, it's... because we have this morality rules there influencing everybody. So it's the same for everybody, not just neurotic. I'm not doing it from a neurotic point. This is totally a rational thing. I really don't know what you're saying. I don't want to lie to you, but I don't know. You think I'm pretty psycho? No. You think I'm abnormal? Why? Which part of this piece is abnormal? What makes you think I am a neurotic? because you wait, you feed the kid to the dog. What if the medical hospital use that as scientific research? If I do that, would you think I'm a psycho? If you are trying to study something, I understand what you're saying. After your success of research, you might help somebody else. But if you, what's the point of you feeding the dog to feeding the baby to a dog? Because we're doing it to eradicate all the human conventional ideas. Like in our ancient times, the body, we pay a lot of respect and bury them, all the memorial services. And now medical science use the body for medical research, but it was quite controversial at that time. But also it destroyed a conventional way of respect to the dead body. But now everybody agrees, is acknowledge this. It's because I do the anatomy of this. But like if I use the baby for scientific research, I would not be psycho. If I use that to do art, I would be psycho. what's your point? This is a question to you. It's not really a simple question of good or bad, because like the human standards are all very relative, because sometimes people don't want to see and don't want to touch the stuff, the taboo stuff, but maybe we try to do that and maybe it's good for the human society. It's not a simple question of wrongdoing or a moral deed. I think I'm right. I don't agree with you. So let's talk about the money issue. You understand? But I think there's something in this issue. If somebody else asks me, how do you gain this kid, you know, you appear a big problem because people say you buy the kid. And then from the contemporary artistic trend, would the issue of non-respect to feminine, females, though people would, you know, object to this, especially women feminists would object to the piece because they say there's no respect to women in this piece because you just buy it. That would be not an art question, but I will not avoid this, so I try my best to persuade someone to agree with this piece. It's quite difficult, of course, usually people don't agree, but and we might be able to do it, not just buy a kid. I think my piece would mean something. I think I don't know. I don't understand you guys. I can't understand myself. A lot of things, it's not the question that you understand. You better get out of bed. Why do you ask for me? I just want to have a kid with you.
Entrevue réalisée entre l'artiste Zhu Yu et des travailleuses du sexe de la République populaire de Chine pour la réalisation de la pièce Sacrifice en 2002. Nous retournons un an plus tard, en 2003, toujours à Beijing, cette fois-ci en compagnie de Francesca Jordan comme interprète. L'interprète que nous venons d'entendre était Qi Yang. Et nous sommes en compagnie de Zhu Yu.
So the recordings are the only things that remain from this part of the work.
Some of the videos didn't turn out very well because maybe the camera wasn't placed properly. I mean, afterward, when he started talking, you couldn't really go and move the camera around.
Yeah.
So some of them didn't turn out very well. They still had the recorded sound, but there's only a few. There's maybe about seven where the interview is filmed.
Okay.
You can actually see them talking. The rest of it. There's a few of just the sound. But
下次他我写那个你知道吧，写那个庭审记录那个。
So he wrote something after he'd finished the work. It's like after an incident, you might have a report about everything that happened. Mm-hmm. So he kind of wrote down the whole process of the work, and he wrote it as if he'd like taken himself to court, and the judge had like decided that this is legal or this is not illegal, and this is art or this is not art. So it was like a sort of judicial decision about his work, but he wrote it himself.
然后法院来审判我，就是法官来审判我。
可是你还没做那个作品？
做了，我已经是文字已经写出来了。
这个是最后的是吧？
嗯，是去年做的东西。
这是那个孩子已经为过去之后做的。
对对对对对对。
这不是下一步。
嗯，不是下一步，
是
已经做过的，对对，但还没有完成，因为我最后是想把它拍成一个电影，就是在法庭上面，然后有法官坐在上面，然后我是被告，坐在被告席上面。然后有证人，然后法官就提很多问题，就是把我等于我的整个作品是贯穿在这个审判过程当中的，他就说哪些东西你是违法的，然后我跟他进行辩护，我说我不违法，或者他说哪些是艺术的，哪些不是艺术的，就是等于是完全是一个很我那个东西写了有80000多字，就它是很长的一个过程。
But what happened after all these meetings? How why did he choose?Especially one person to make the baby and how did it work out?
对，是选择了一个，这就跟买东西一样，是那种中观的性价比。
Maybe about half of the women he interviewed said, like, however much money you gave me, I still wouldn't do it. And then the other half, you know, they all had a price. Some were like, if you gave them quite a lot of money, they would do it, but not for a smaller amount. And so they had sort of varying price levels of them.
It's like
in
art.
They might not do it for this much, but he raises it. Okay, they might
agree. 还有很多很多那个说就是他有很多那种观念。有的女孩说，我要是第一次怀孕，我都不会让那孩子是流产。就是那不是因为我这个事儿哈，就他是可能是比如他有个小孩了，哪怕他没有结婚。他都会让小孩生下来。
So, I mean, there are different reasons why they didn't want to do it. And some said that they wouldn't do this with their first child because they hadn't had any children before. So most people didn't think that it was art. You know,
from the beginning, it was very clear when he explained to the people it was a piece of art.
对对对。不能，他
就是对于你自己这个变态什么想法？
对，一般都是这样的。
So、they just thought he was like had he was a strange guy who had this crazy thing that he wanted to do, but it was more like a kind of abnormal thing that he wanted to do, but they wouldn't have seen it as being art.
How did the fecundation?
Conception.
The conception, and what did he feel when it happened?
没有，我是不，是用那个人工受精。对对。
It was artificial insemination.
It was artificial.
就不能跟他这种有这种。
So he didn't have any physical contact at all with the woman. It was more like a business arrangement. It was very, you know, cool and separate. They didn't have any contact at all.
我跟那个他是有距离的，其实是。
Kept a distance.
Did he meet the prostitute during the 3 first months of the pregnancy, between the fecundation time and the abortion time?
So the only contact he had with her while she was pregnant was he went to the hospital with her when she had to have like checkups. There was two of them, like.
对对，还有人陪她，就她那边还有一个男的陪着她一块儿。对对对。
And was he there for the abortion? Was he present when the abortion arrived? Was he part of it?
不在屋里，在外面，在外面，对对。
He was in the hospital. He was like waiting outside.The room for it to finish.
Okay. And then he could pick up the fetus immediately?
So yeah, he took the fetus away afterwards.
Did he look at the fetus? Like, what did he feel at that time? Because he killed his own child on purpose, so did he, or perhaps he didn't feel that he killed his own child, he felt it not evil. I mean, what was his feeling?
这个看你当时是什么一个心态嘛，就是如果说我是一个，这个很微妙。你现在说很微妙。
It's kind of very subtle to explain. It's kind of complicated.
如果我是一个父亲的话， 我是一个父亲的话，我会觉得。
He's saying that it's related to his kind of status, his identity. I mean, if he felt that he was a father, then he would be very upset and would feel very, he was very cruel. So you mean, you 自己不不觉得你是
不是，但是这个得怎么看，就是我现在说的。
It's complicated because he was dealing with two different things on two different levels. Like on one level, as a father, he's facing a problem of, you know, the actual society and the kind of the ethical code of society. He's dealing with that. And, you know, he would be doing something that was going against the social morals. But as an artist, he was dealing with, you know, artistic concepts, art history and theories. It wasn't the same. He was facing two different things.
Yeah, it was really like split.
Yeah, so he was on two different levels, so it's quite complex, and he can't really describe his feelings simply. Because, you know, he was in one sense the father of this child, in another sense he was an artist doing your work.
So I mean, I was so easy. What's the idea? It's a system. 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 It's a system.
He was saying that he'll actually respond in different ways to different people. If it was like an ordinary person asks him about the work, he'll say that, you know, he felt very bad about it. But if he's talking to artists about it, he'll be more, you know, he'll talk about it in an artistic way. You say it's kind of like a scientific process. As if he was a scientist researching something, you know, like radioactivity.
Exactly. It's why I showed this.
He splits it up into all the separate parts to analyze it.
Yeah.
But he's not thinking about the kind of, you know, whether it's poisonous. He was talking about his water, like he might analyze all the things that are present in this water, and maybe analyze them chemically.
Yeah, yeah.
But
exactly.
He's not thinking about whether the whole thing is poisonous if you drank it. Or,
yeah. Exactly.
我不知道我说的你清楚吗？
就
是比如说居里夫人，你知道？
嗯。
居里夫人她不是科学家吗？
嗯。
她在研究一个物质，她把那个铀元素，就是一种物质铀元素找出来了。
嗯。
嗯，还是不太准确。我看你好理解好翻译的方式就是，比如科学家是分析一个物质，比如我看这个水，这杯水了。我它是什么水，把它的物质就它的这个成分一个的分析出来。其实艺术家也是，他去研究一个东西的时候，他是把这种他在分析这个物质的东西，但这种物质的东西是不是有毒或者是对人有没有伤害，他是不考虑的。因为我是在这个体系当中在研究一个很具体的东西。我不知道我说清楚没有。
Then the last step was giving up the fetus. Why did he choose a dog instead of another animal or another way to destroy the fetus or eating it himself?
我觉得你问他，他觉得别的哪个动物吃好。
Can you think of any animal to eat it that would be better than a dog? There's like phrases, you know.Like if when you insult someone, you can say like, may the dogs eat your ancestors or something. May all your descendants be eaten by dogs. It's kind of a dog. It's like, 是不是这种那个狗是比较低的那个？
对
，Yeah，
对，它是很难说
的。说骂人的话就
是。也有这个原因，但
什么给狗吃？
对对对，
骂人
就是，就比如说中国有句话，你死了喂狗，狗都不吃。就你这个人死了。死了以后，你把你拿去喂狗，狗都不吃你，就说明你这个人特别特别的差，特别特别的不好。
Yeah. There's a way of saying like, in China they say like if someone's really bad, you know, if you really think someone is a really bad person, and you can say like, when he dies, not even the dogs will eat him.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
Even the dog is like higher than him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, in
so low as to eat this person.
但狗又同时是和人最人类很亲近的一个所有动物。
At the same time, the dog is also very, very friendly, very close to man.
It's okay. It's really close.
Humans have quite a close relationship with dogs.
So it could be.
At the same time, they look down at dogs and treat them as very. They use the word dog as an insult, as a very expression of being seen very low.
But in China, it's different than in our countries, because in our country, dogs. Well, we use also like bastards and all these.
Sort of bitch and all this.
Yeah. But I think the status of dogs here are also. I don't know anything. Maybe changed
more recently. If people do
exactly, like, but also it's perhaps for more fortunate people who keep dogs here, and I think people. I don't know, but you can tell me if it's true or not. People like who don't have so much money or from countryside don't tend to have dogs as pets, but it's really a thing for rich people in the city. It's kind of westernization. Perhaps can you ask him if he thinks that, well, if I'm right, if this new behavior for dogs, like for people from the city who have dogs as pets, which is, I think, like an apartment, was not before a reality in China. Is it kind of part of westernization? So in other terms, what I want to... This thing leads to my question, that like in the eating baby performance, there was elements of westernization of China in this performance. And is this new piece, is the choice of dogs can be seen as a...
Why was the baby piece bird westernization?
No, because it was eating it in a very kind of... I had a feeling, I can be wrong, that he was doing it in a kind of, in a way that, like he used a glass of orange juice at a certain point. And that's the thing, like, I noticed in countryside in China, they don't drink, you know, it's kind of city stuff, it's kind of, I don't know, perhaps it's Western or not.
No, in China, from the ancient days, they have dogs.
People have had dogs as pets since ancient times in China. They didn't really have them during the communist time because it was considered too bourgeois to have dogs, but before then. He doesn't consider that his work is dealing with the problems of Western culture and Chinese culture.
Okay.
And the work was not about the glass of orange juice. It wasn't really an important part of the work.
Okay.
And maybe he chose that because it's more neutral to him. Like he could have chosen a Chinese cup of tea, but maybe that's too Chinese in a way.
Okay.
But a glass of orange juice, maybe people probably drink that pretty much anywhere in the world these days. So it wasn't about any kind of cultural relationships.
Okay. 就那东西不是符号。
你这个
就意味着是比较重型的是吧？对，它根本怎么没有任何文化，因为它针对的不是说是黄皮肤的人。
Okay, the other question, the next question is, where the idea for this piece is coming from?
最初怎么想的？可能你要是
灵感是从哪？
不是灵感。它分好几层，我还是说它不是一个简单的一个原因造成的。
It wasn't kind of a simple thought process where you have one reason and he does.
一个可能是由于我。
Okay, I'm doing it because of this. You can't really say that. And it's kind of to do with his whole attitude to culture. He feels like he's a bit like despairing of culture. He feels that there's kind of no hope for it. Disappointed in human culture in general. 你是说人类的文化是吧，或者
对，人类。
He's a like human culture in general. He's not just talking about Chinese culture.
Yeah,
his works are always about like kind of
yeah.
mankind, not just.
然后再其次就是一些很具体的，就是从美术史这个角度，就是艺术这个体系当中去。很特别理性的就是
when he wrote this kind of report about it, he kind of covered all the different angles that you could look at it from, like he could talk about it in a legal way. I mean, one of the legal reasons why he would do this, and also in the, an art from an artistic angle, what sort of traditions from art history is he kind of continuing, or you've got culturally, cultural reasons, and also Polonese personal reasons, as like a process of scientific kind of research. And he's saying that as an artist, maybe he's trying to give a sort of ultimate response to something, to deal with a problem in a way that he feels has really reached the sort of gone right through to the end, and he feels he can't go any further into this problem. Like his response is kind of as the ultimate response.
Yeah.
He can't say any more than this, and maybe no one else can say any more about it either.
从法律上面，从人性上面，从艺术上面，他从很多方面，然后才能够说我为什么这么去做，而不是说是一个点，或者我的一种激动，或者我的某一个观点，我就这么去做。它非常复杂，它是。
So, it's very, very complex and.
So is it what he's looking for when he's doing a work? Generally speaking, is looking for this ultimate thing?
他对我还举个例子，这还是像一个科学家在研究一个物质，就研究一个我们研究一个物质的时候，我们先是看到它的外观，然后它是比如人，它可能是由分子，然后由原子，你说分子吧，就是人，比如我这个人是由这种分子构成的，然后可能还用由原子构成的。就艺术家也是在研究这种东西，它可能表面的是一层，然后剥离它剥离到最核心那个东西
是什么，就是你这里有什么东西，这里面
对它一层一层套
你说的科学一般就是有两个结果是吧，有几个是有证明了一个什么设想是吧，你有一个设想，
对，
就是
一个假设，
可以证明了或也可以否定，
对，
所以你是有这种比较
对
有两元的一个什么，
对，所以你得必须得研究进去，你得把那个东西找出来，找到最后那个最小那个物质，就是构成那个东西的最终的那个物质是什么。就像基因技术，基因我们研究人的时候，可能研究人最终研究到基因是构成的。
So he's kind of trying about, again, it's a bit like a scientific process. He's maybe trying to break things down to their ultimate essence. Like if you analyze a human being, like we're made up of.Organs and our organs are made up of molecules, and the molecules are made up of atoms, and the atoms are made up of, you know, subatomic particles. So you can break it down and down, like you find out what's inside something, and then there's something else inside that. So it's kind of it goes about in a scientific way, and it's also that kind of binary divide. Like maybe you'll prove something. You have a supposition, like a hypothesis. Maybe you can prove it. Maybe you don't prove it.It's either kind of true or false, but he's trying to get down to like the ultimate essence inside why we do something. Maybe it's a cultural problem, but he can break it down and find maybe the ultimate reason for it.
When he talks about the his disappointment about human culture, what is for him these days the best example of?The worst example.
他有一种绝望感，但不是说是一种，不是一种放弃。
So he thinks that maybe his sort of sense of disappointment with the culture is, it's maybe a good thing. Like he sees that, you know, the Renaissance, you know, produced all these wonderful works of art, but the Renaissance was also the result of a, you know, kind of despair with the culture that went before.
The culture.
Kind of sunk too low, so they tried to raise it up again with the Renaissance, and then later, you know, the Impressionists, and maybe every new sort of art movement is a result of the artists feeling disappointed with the culture that they were part of, so they wanted to make a new culture. So he's kind of feeling disappointment. Maybe he looks at the sort of Renaissance artworks and feels that people nowadays, there's no way they could go and do something like that. It just isn't the time.
就你是绝望的，你觉得那个东西离我们很远，我们已经不可能去再现那个东西了。可能我不能直接描述这种绝望感，但它就是那种感受，就是说好像 沉淀下来的那么多经典的东西，那么东西，而现在的人只能是，
就现在的人都不如古代的人，
他不是说不如古代的人，
嗯，
而是说是我们无法去那么再去做了，也许我们就是整个的这个环境如果允许我们还那么去做的话，我们可能能达到那个高度，但是现在我们不可能那么去做，
嗯，
我们只能追求新的一种文化方式，一种文化态度。所以人，我觉得人的文化，他在这种感觉当中，他是不断都是在绝望的。可能文艺复兴的那个，不是说我绝望，而我觉得所有人都应该是绝望。文艺复兴是对前面的文化的一个绝望产生的文艺复兴，而后来包括印象派绘画，就上次印象这个，他也是因为对传统文化的一种绝望，才产生了这个印象派这个绘画。我觉得绝望它不是说是一种，就是好像我就到此为止了，就是戛然而止了。
倔状也是好的。
对，他绝望，它是一种。
这样就可以让你。
对对对。
做
你人类永远是绝望的，对，生下来就是绝望的。从你生下那天，你就知道你要死掉，你就是已经是绝望的。
But do we have hopes? I mean, do you think we can reshape human culture and art? Is itone of the best tool to try to do it.
我不能说我只能说。
He can only hope that something new will be created, but it's hard to. He can't say for sure whether anything will be.
也许失败得很惨了。
Maybe something new will be created as a result of being disappointed with your culture.Or maybe you'll just fail terribly and nothing new will come out of it.
La chaîne aujourd'hui, la chaîne aujourd'hui.
Cette masse dans la pénombre son membre bien tenu par les muscles de mon bas-ventre Ils sont aussi nombreux que le nombre d'hommes. Je suis aussi nombreuse que le nombre d'hommes. Ils n'ont pas encore dit « je » en ouvrant la bouche. Je n'ai pas encore dit « nous » en ouvrant la bouche.Parler d'eux-mêmes, et c'est cela qui va quitter la terre. Pour parler de moi-même, et c'est moi qui va quitter la terre.Le temps s'arrête pour dire en un feulement continu. Elle, oui, elle, et non plus je. c'est elle. Je, oui. Je, et non plus elle. C'est moi. Dans la pénombre de la cabane, les caresses de démons me chatouillent le pourtour des côtes. Les scintillements électriques de son majeur font tressaillir mon enveloppe germaine. Les caresses d'un démon me chatouillent le pourtour des côtes.
Sur les rivières de Chine.
Le diable a faim.
Yes.
À tout bientôt, si tard. Je reviendrai si cela est nécessaire.
Elle parle ici de l'artifice d'un corps.
À tout bientôt, si tard.
Surcomprimé dans sa nature de corps. Une réplique non vivante sur des milliers de surfaces. Mais étrangère au corps, comme une peau abandonnée. Le jet d'eau monte vers le ciel.
L'ascenseur ne redescend plus du sommet du Rockefeller Center. Tout au bas de l'immeuble, on contemple une fresque portraiturant un vortex de progrès infini. Puis, hors champ, hors mur, il retombe en gouttes, en fines paillettes, sur le visage nu des travailleurs comme une bombe remplie d'abeilles, sans contenu tangible, qui réalise l'anéantissement de tout ce qui est. Everybody is happy for Gary Carter, except the Cubs. Le receveur contemplait un jour ce vortex quand New York transpirait encore.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen, you smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Beckman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down there.
Something.
That's right, folks. It is time for another episode right here on CKUT 90.3 FM of Listen, Just Smell Something. It's currently 1:01. We have got you good people, and you have got me until 4 a.m. So let's make the most of it. Remember to visit